Let's go.
Hey, now welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And you know what? We have been talking about a new you, a new season, a new opportunity. And no matter what time of year it is, guess what? It is relevant because every single day we get to make a new choice. We get to make new decisions about how we're going to show up and who we are going to be. And, you know, I have a very special guest coming on a bit later, but I want you to understand something. I know that there's a lot happening, and I know that there are a lot of people who are struggling, and I know that you may feel like giving up. I know that you may feel like nothing you have done has brought you to where it is that you think you're supposed to be. I know you may be feeling discouraged. I know you may be feeling as if you have been left behind, but I am going to tell you, you might just be in the home stretch. You might just be in that last zone where you're about to cross over into everything that you've been thinking, everything that you've been believing, and everything that you've been hoping for. And understand that it comes in levels. So when I crossed out of living from check to Monday and crossed into at least having enough money to make it to the end of the month, listen, that was a huge thing. I wasn't where I wanted to be, but I wasn't where I used to be. And I think right now we are in a season where we need to remember just how special we are, who we are, and whose we are. First of all, you have a gift. God has given you something that only you can do. God has given you something that is not just going to help you elevate and transform, but it's going to help somebody else on this earth, somebody else, someplace needs what it is that you have to offer. So yes, you are special. The next thing is who you are. You are special. You are anointed. You may have made some mistakes, but everyone has. Anybody who has never made a mistake, raise your hand. I don't think anybody's going to raise their hand, but who you are you strong? Are you powerful? Are you anointed? Are you appointed? And then whose you are. You are a child of the King. Yes, you belong to somebody and someone has their eye on you. So I am just saying, while we are talking about this new you, because guess what? Here's what happens at the beginning of everything, at the beginning of the new year, at the beginning of Black History Month, at the beginning of the summer, at the beginning of anything, no matter what it is, we can always find a way to settle in and it doesn't feel so new anymore. But yes, this is the season of the new you. This is the season of the new opportunity. This is the season of the new idea. So I want you to hold on. I don't want you to give up. I want you to, if you got to cry, go on and cry it out. And I'm speaking from my own experience. In 2019, many of you know, I came back into the world of radio after having been gone for well over a decade and never thought that I would ever do this again. Not only did I start to do the radio show because my wonderful sister, Melody Spann Cooper, asked me to, and I don't know if you know her, but you can't tell her no. So I wasn't going to tell her no. I just wasn't going to do that. I was just going to have to figure it out and work it out. And to God be the glory, I have. But it wasn't something that was on my radar. In addition to that, I had no intention on ever going back into teaching people one-on-one. You know, I was on the Steve Harvey Show. I'm on all these other things. And so that's great. But I had no intention of engaging in transactions individually by helping anyone do anything except what I was already doing in the entertainment field. And so that year, things got rough. They weren't rough financially. They weren't rough. There was nothing going on in my marriage or my family, but it was just a rough year. And I knew for many people that I knew, and I knew that I had to shift and do something different. But let me tell you, before I did it, I cried. Before I created New Wealth University, I cried. I didn't want to do it. All of the thoughts that were in my head about how much work it was going to take and how it was going to change my life so significantly and so on. And guess what? What I did not realize is that I was in the home stretch. I was in the zone, the end zone. I was in that space where if you do this and if you cross this line, you are never going to go back. If you do this and if you cross this line, it is going to catapult not just you, but so many other people to another level. And so I was obedient to the things in my own head that I didn't want to do, but I knew I had to do them. Is there something that you know you have to do, but you haven't done it yet? Is there something that you know you have to accomplish, but you have not pressed go? Is there something that you know you have to complete and you stopped midway, halfway, three quarters of the way, or you started and didn't stop before you even got out the door? There's something that you have to do because there was something I had to do. And once I did that something, guess what happened? The pandemic came. And everybody was at home. And I had been teaching and preaching how to start a home-based business, why you need a home-based business, the tax deductions, all the benefits, being an entrepreneur. Everybody's an entrepreneur. I don't care if you're a doctor, a lawyer, or the chief of your tribe. Guess what? You still need a home-based business. And I had been saying it so long that I almost got tired of listening to it myself. And then the pandemic came. And then everybody needed a home-based business. And then everybody was sitting and waiting. And guess what? Everything exploded, not just for me, for the businesses, for other people. We were able to help children stay in school. I shouldn't say children. We were able to help young people stay in school whose parents had lost their jobs. And guess what? We were blessed to be a blessing. And so are you. So now is not the time to give up. Now was not the time to throw the towel in. Now was not the time to say, you know what? It's over. Now it is just your beginning. It's the beginning of your new you, your new season, and it starts right now. I want you to go to asklyn.org. We have to take a break. This is WVON, but you know what? We'll be right back. And of course, you know, I have a special guest. I'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And so, yes, I'm excited. We are in a new season. There is a new reason. There are new opportunities. And guess what? It is not over until you win, as my big brother Les Brown would say. You cannot fail until you quit, as my big brother Russell Simmons would say. And guess what? You have to speak what you seek until you see what you say. And I said that one. Okay, so we are not going to continue to let money be the thing that holds us back. We are not going to continue to let money be the thing that keeps us from living our dreams, that keeps us from achieving our goals, that keeps us depressed, down and out, beat up, and turned all upside down. We are not going to do it, okay? There's always an opportunity for you to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving towards the dream and the vision that you see for yourself. So let me just say this. So I started the Millionaires Before 30 Club to give our young people an opportunity to get it right the first time. If I knew then what I know now, I know I would already be a billionaire. I already know I would be, right? And there's a recent article that came out. During the pandemic, there were 493 new billionaires made. I've been copying this post. I said, coming out of the pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. Are you going to watch it? Or are you going to participate in becoming it? And a billionaire may seem like it's a far-stretched number, but really, it's a numbers game. And there are people who understand how to make numbers work for them. Because once, if you have a penny, you get 100 of them, you have a dollar. You get 100 of those, you have $100. You get 100 of those, you have, see, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. So this is about us giving our young people an opportunity. Now, if you're almost 30 and you want to be a millionaire before 30, join the club anyway, because you can be one before you're 40. If you're over 40 and you want to be one by 50, the whole concept is that you can do it if you focus your mind and your energy and your resources on it. It can be done for you. So I want to just give you a couple of different challenges. We're going to talk about a couple of different challenges. And then I want you to go to asklynn.org. And I want you to tell me which challenge you are planning to do. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of challenges. And then I'm going to tell you to go to asklynn.org and then tell me which challenge are you going to do. The first challenge is the $1 challenge. It's the $1 challenge. Okay. I want you to write that down. It's the $1 challenge. Now, let me tell you how this challenge works. You put $1 in the bank in week one. You put $2 in the bank in week two. You put $3 in the bank in week three. This is going to be in a savings account on the other side of town with no debit card attached to it. You cannot transfer the money. You'd have to go through some stuff to get to the money. Okay. So I have accounts like that. I have accounts that are not connected to my personal checking account that I'm using every day. I have accounts that are not connected to my business account that I'm using for bills and things. I have accounts that are at a whole different bank that I had to set up separately that have no debit card attached to them. And of course, yes, I could get the money if I needed it in an emergency, but the whole idea is it's not going to be a transfer situation. It's not going to be the overdraft account, okay? It's not going to be the account where you pull the money from and you don't even realize it's gone, okay? So week one, $1. Week two, $2. Week three, $3. Week four, $4. And you just keep going. Okay. So every single week, add $1. Just do that. By week 52, you will have placed in week 52, you're going to put $52 in the bank. At the end of the year, you will have $1,378 saved in the bank. Now, here's the deal. If you put that money and keep it in a regular bank, then you'll be lucky if you earn $10 in interest. All right. So I want to teach you what to then do with that $1,378, because if somewhere along the way, once you get $300 and you choose the right investments and then you make that money grow and you keep on adding to it, what's going to start to happen is your money is going to work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So let me tell you what happens to $1,378 if you were to divide that amount by 12 and act as if you were going to put in an equal amount every single month. Okay. Let me tell you what would happen to that money. Now, once again, if you leave the money in the bank for a year, you'll be lucky if you have $10 in interest. You'll be lucky if that's the case. All right. Because I want you to do the math. I'm going to take $1,378. And if I multiply that times 1%, then I just earn $13.78. That's not a lot, right? So we get discouraged and we don't want to continue and we don't want to move forward. But what if that money was earning 10%? All right. So now you've got $1,378 and it's earning interest at a rate of 10%. You just now earned $137.80. Okay. Not too much, right? That's okay. But what if you chose the right investments and let's say the money was earning 50%, okay? So $1,378 and it was earning 50%. And in just 1 year, now you've earned $689. So you put in $1,378 and you then put that money in the right investments that you choose. with a financial advisor. To be clear, I am not a financial advisor. I had all those licenses. I let them go. I am a financial coach. But once you join the Millionaire Before 30 Club and I help you with your mindset, and teach you the patterns that you need to teach to become wealthy, then yes, we'll sit you with someone who can help you discover your risk profile, as well as the investments that match your risk profile. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm telling you the truth. 2 years ago, I just took $10,000 and I put it in an account. And I said, I'm not even going to worry about it. I chose the right mix of investments. It's got some stocks, some bonds. It's got more stocks than bonds. That $10,000 is now $14,700. Can you imagine just putting some money someplace and it grows like that? And that grew just at that pace because I didn't add anything to it. So this is about you getting to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break. For news, traffic, and weather, go to asklynn.org. Tell me what you're looking for, and I'll give you the answers. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And if there's anybody who knows how to keep going and who understands how to go from zero to a million, it is my sister, our legend, our icon, my business partner, MC Light. Welcome to the roundtable, MC Light.
Thank you so much, Lynn. How you doing today?
Let me tell you, we're working. You know, this show has been all about you not giving up. This show is about using whatever it is that you have. So, you know, I have been talking about there are so many things that are happening right now, and I don't want to address it in an inappropriate manner, but I think a lot of people feel like it's over, like what I was saying is you might just be in the end zone, in the home stretch. You might, you never know, just when you think it's over, you want to quit, you might be right there at the finish line about to cross it and you don't even know it. And what I know about crossing that finish line, whatever that finish line is, you never really know when it's going to happen. You just kind of collide into it. And so then I talked about the $1 challenge. And I'm just encouraging people to start wherever they're at. Like, we think we don't have enough, but even if it's just a dollar, and it's all around this whole idea of not giving up. And I know that there's been some news recently that has impacted you and someone that you know personally, and it's public, it's out there. And it's our sister, Regina King. Talk to us, Light, about just where are you in this whole space of what we need to do to not just support each other, but to remind each other not to give up?
Yeah, you know what? This is a very important show because you are absolutely right when you talk about people being in a space where they feel like it's the end, where they can see no light coming down the tunnel. They don't know which way to go. They feel like they have hit the bottom and there's no way up. And what I can say to that is I know so many people, including myself, that have been right in that space, that in-between space, that gray space, that space where it feels like you can't breathe, the space where it feels like you can't see or hear, none of your sensors are working. And that's when I would say that you have to completely depend upon God. You've got to ask God to allow you to see the sparkle, allow you to see the light that exists because it's everywhere. But for some reason, when we're going through it, we tend to put on blinders because we kind of, we might be in a little space of self-pity.
Yeah.
And it's go there, but then you got to get yourself up out of it. And for, you know, for so many that I know, the moment that changed everything was just around the corner.
Yeah.
It was just at the end of the block. It was just right past the curtain that they couldn't see past prior to. So I would say to put your faith in God. And not only that, to take count every day of what it is that you should be grateful for. Because I'm a stickler for believing that the more you focus on something, the bigger it becomes, the more magnified it becomes. And we don't want to magnify an issue. We want to look at it and we want to discover how it is that we can fix it. And so if people are bundled up under debt, the only way to fix it is to actually look at it. We can always be afraid as a child of the boogeyman in the closet because we never go to the closet to see that there's no boogeyman in it. We have to be able to uncover whatever it is that's lying beneath, and you only can do that through inspection. You've got to take a look of the inventory and see what it is that you're actually afraid of. And once you get all of the knowledge, fear comes from the unknown.
Yeah.
So why can't you know it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you are absolutely right. Fear comes from the unknown. And what we do know about fear is it does not come from God. You said the more we focus on something, the more it's magnified. Tell us what that looks like. Like if we focused on building wealth, if we focused on living in peace, if we focused on being in harmony, you focused on writing rhymes. You focused on developing a good use of the English language. Talk to us about that time in your life. Like, because I'm pretty sure when you got on that boat or whatever you were on, a ferry over to Staten Island, and you got in a car and there was no floor in the car, I don't believe that you thought you were about to collide into who you are today. Talk to us about that.
You know, that was such a wonderful time when I look back at it, and just the innocence of wanting to be involved with music from a pure place of just loving music. I wanted to be a part of it. And it wasn't like I needed it, like I needed to. I was already, you know, enrolled to attend university, and I had a couple of jobs. You know, I was already moving through, just moving to the beat of God's drum. So wherever he wanted me to be, I didn't fight it. I was there. Wherever he didn't want me to be, I wasn't. And everything lined up for me to be on that ferry, to get in that car, to audition for that record label, which I didn't even really know that it was, quote unquote, an audition. But up until that moment, I had put focus on creating a book of stories and poems and rhymes. And so by the time I got to that studio, I opened up that book that I had had for about 3 years, 3 or 4 years prior to. I had been writing in this book. And so when I opened up that book and I said some of the rhymes to the music, it all kind of fell into place. And what was in that book was true to me. I wasn't making up stuff. It was my life. It was the way that I felt about scenarios. It was me creating stories that were dear to my heart because it had a message attached to what it was that I wanted to share with people. And so I had put focus on that at different times throughout my childhood. And then it all came to fruition because what I needed in that book was necessary. So for me, it's just about attaching yourself to something that is pleasant, something that you love and that you enjoy doing. And then it never feels like work. And then you're just moving through doing things that you love. And, you know, God willing, you meet up with the right set of people at a time when you can handle it and they can too. And you form this partnership or this team, and all of you move down the road together. that's, you know, the magical dream come true. However, when I'm talking about what you just mentioned, putting your mind on what matters, and that's peace of mind. And peace of mind comes with having all of your life in order. And one of those aspects of life are your finances.
Yeah.
If that's not in order, it's just, it's disarray and it doesn't feel good. It's dissonance that happens within your life when things are out of order. And so the focus is, okay, how do I make this go right? And spending time every day making it go right. And making it go right means putting it in order. What are my bills? What is my budget? How much am I making? How can I make more? How, you know, all of those things that you teach in New Wealth University. And so if you focus on that, it begins to blossom. And you can't keep working towards a goal and not get closer to it. If you're stepping towards the big goal every day, you're giving yourself time and mental focus on it. There's no way that you won't hit it.
Wow. Wow. There's no way that you won't hit it.
Mm-mm.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. If you focus on a goal, you give it your mental time, your mental energy, there is no way you won't hit it.
Right.
Wow.
Even if you find a dark day, it doesn't mean that's the end. It means
wow.
It means work through it. Work through it.
Wow. Wow. Let me tell y'all, it's not over until you win. You cannot fail until you quit. And if you can look up, you can get up. This is the season of the new you. It is new you in 2022. And this is relevant any time of the year. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things that you can do, give you some specific steps so that you can keep going. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. And guess what? Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time and one dime at a time. And yes, that means you. And we're going to give you some tips. Light is here with us. Light, you just gave us such a riveting message on basically, if you focus on your goal, you will achieve it. And
yes.
Yeah, no, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if you focus on the wrong thing, you'll get more of it.
Oh, my goodness.
So it works, you know, it works to and fro, hand in hand, on the opposite side as well. If you spend all your time, you know, focusing on the wrong things, you will get more of it. If you spend all your time focused on talking about people, if you spend all your time focused on what's happening that's terrible in the world, it's just going to be magnified. And that all could be circumvented by just keeping your mind focused on good things, positive things. That's the whole notion of stay positive, is because anything else is not where you want to be.
Yeah, but isn't it hard? Like, life is just, you know, we get hit upside the head with all kind of stuff. Like the minute one thing is solved, then something else happens. The minute that's solved, something else happens. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the day that I realized And I actually cried. I remember the day that I realized that the more you get blessed, the more difficult the journey.
Ooh.
I was like, well, wait, hold on.
Right.
I didn't sign up for this. I signed up so I could be somewhere chilling, you know, by a certain day, time, month, you know, whatever. But I realized that I had been blessed with so much. To whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get easier. Mm-hmm. It gets more complex.
Mm-hmm.
But because you've already passed that test, because you've already taken that test, because you've already won that race, now mm-hmm. when you get to here to this space, you just got, you got to pull back on what you did before and, mm-hmm. and recognize, you know, recognize God's strength and recognize your strength. But yeah, that was huge for me. So what are some things specifically that people can do on a daily basis to keep going? Because sometimes this is hour by hour, minute by minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lost some, you know, Regina King's son is not the first that we lost. There are several others. I'm not going to mention names here because, you know, it's shocking. It's sad. It's, but it's real, you know, and it's happening. A member of my sorority, unfortunately, lost a child to, you know, they decided to end it. And it's just happening everywhere. What can people do? What are the things people can do on a daily basis, like, to keep going?
And I'm sure that we can like piggyback and go back and forth on what this list would be. But I would imagine the first thing would be starting with yourself. You know, I know plenty of mothers who are raising great children and they all wake up before those children do. And when you wake up before those children do, that is the time that you get to set the tone for what it is that you want to manifest in that day. And if it's simply a good day where everything runs smoothly, and you're not even guaranteed that, but if you start with you. So I would just say start with prayer. Start with being thankful and gracious and for everything that you do have and everything that is going right and your health and whatever it is that's going well that you want to see more of. Thank God for it in that time, and maybe have some quiet time, you know, do your praying, but then also have a moment where you're listening for whatever it is that God is trying to download to you. I think that's really important. And some type of movement throughout your day, whether it, you know, if you have time to get to the gym, great. If you don't, you can run in place. You could do some jumping jacks. You can get down on the ground and you can stretch. You can do some yoga poses. You know, people say, oh, well, yeah, I don't have time to go to yoga class. Let me tell you, with the advent of YouTube and every other platform, there are so many ways to get involved for your body to get moving, because body movement causes endorphins to move around and it gets you pumped. And sometimes you need blood flowing to all places throughout your body and you need oxygen. And so a lot of people, I get tired in a day. Well, you need to eat right. So this is about checking your mind in the morning, your spirit in the morning, your body, and then getting in motion and prepared for all of the good things, which means you have to be aware, because there are miracles happening all around us throughout the day that we may not be aware of because we're just not on our toes. We're consumed with something, a past, you know, a pastime problem, something that has happened prior to the moment that we're in, or we're worried about the future. So I would say do some prayer and some meditation in the morning, get some stretching in, any type of exercise, walking, running, jumping jacks, stretching in place, whatever it is that you can do. And then feeding your body the right stuff. You need the right nutrition within that body to get that structure, you know, that molecular structure on point within the skin. Because if it's not, then you're going to feel tired and sluggish. Your mind is not going to work properly. You're not going to be as quick and agile as you can. And so that would be some of the answers on the list that I would give.
Light, what? Let me tell you, you preaching today, child. We need to pass the collection plate. We need to pass the virtual collection plate, and everybody need to drop something in there for it. Light, you. I'm saying you're helping me. You're helping me right here in this moment. Wow. It is about moving forward and keep going and do not quit. And we are here to help you. We have a new how to start working in the entertainment business class. We have another class for people who want to manage in the entertainment business coming up. We've got so many great things. I just did an advanced home-based business boot camp. We've got stuff to help people. So, Light, you have just been awesome. Everybody out there listening, come on now. Let's keep going. Go to asklynn.org. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you're looking for. Tell me where you're going and tell me how you are growing. I want to hear from you. And more importantly, we are here because we want to serve you. And you know what? We got to go. But we'll be back. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.